From 9 in the morning till midday, while Jesus hung on the cross, he was exposed to shame, scorn, and mockery. He had spoken 3 times during those hours, and his words had always been on behalf of others. He had granted forgiveness to those who were crucifying him, salvation to a repentant thief, and help and comfort to his grieving mother. Then, from midday till 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the whole land. The sun stopped shining, and for 3 hours day became night. This supernatural darkness, which drew a veil over Christ's agony, was the visible sign of spiritual realities. The one whom the Word of God calls the light of the world, the Son of Righteousness, the bright and morning star, was passing away. In the Bible, darkness speaks of judgment, torment, and separation from God. During those hours on the cross, God, who is light, withdrew his presence. Christ took the place of sinful man under God's judgment and experienced the terrors of hell, while all the powers of evil were unleashed against him, and he was forsaken by God. The physical agony was the least of his sufferings, as he became the sin-bearer and endured the fearful consequences of sin in his soul. In order to expiate sin, his pure and holy person had to bear our sin, so as to satisfy God's justice and appease his wrath by taking the penalty of sin upon himself. The Bible says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. At the cross, a substitution took place. Christ took our sin in exchange for his righteousness. The Father punished Jesus and imputed the Lord's righteousness to all who come to him in repentance and faith in his Son's atoning death. While Jesus, the innocent victim, offered himself as the perfect sacrifice to God, he was for the first and only time separated from the Father and plunged into an infinite abyss of spiritual suffering, the very idea of which had already made his sinless being sweat drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, on the cross, shortly before his death, Jesus spoke for the 4th time. In a loud voice, he addressed God in the opening words of Psalm 22, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This psalm, inspired by the Holy Spirit and written by David centuries before the events described, accurately foretold our Lord's crucifixion. With these words, Christ was no longer addressing his Father, but his God, the God of all holiness and justice, who was causing the wages of sin to fall upon him, the sinless one. When the people standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Then Jesus spoke again and said, "I am thirsty." These words were the only ones referring to his physical sufferings. Jesus was God made man, both Son of God and Son of Man, in order to suffer and die as a man. In the range of human suffering, the torment of extreme thirst is very cruel. At that moment, the Lord's thirst had become so intense that he expressed it with words. But this saying was above all the fulfillment of Scripture. It had been foretold in Psalm 69 that, to quench his thirst, he would be given vinegar to drink. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so one of the men soaked a sponge in it, put it on a reed, and offered it to Jesus to drink, while the others said, "Leave him alone, let's see if Elijah comes to take him down." When he had received the drink, Jesus again cried out, saying, "It is finished." These words, announcing that the work of redemption had been completed, were a cry of victory. Christ had perfectly accomplished his Father's will by giving his life as a ransom for many. Then, in a loud voice, he called out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." When he had said this, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The death of Jesus occurred at 3 in the afternoon, the hour of the evening sacrifice, when the lamb was offered in the temple. Christ gave his life by an act of his own will. He offered himself to his Father at the appointed time as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, having obtained eternal redemption for all who come to God through him. Next episode, the burial of Jesus.